Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, November 3rd, and I am reading from the New International Version. Let's read from Acts chapter 11, starting in verse 19, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. The title in my Bible says, The Church in Antioch. Now those who had been scattered by the persecution in connection with Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message only to Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the ears of the church at Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the evidence of the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. During this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and through the Spirit predicted a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world. This happened during the reign of Claudius. The disciples, each according to his ability, decided to provide help for the brothers living in Judea. This they did, sending their gifts to the elders by Barnabas and Saul. Did you catch that little tidbit there that followers of Christ were first called Christians in Antioch? I can only imagine Barnabas and Saul preaching from the Old Testament. Saul knew it so well. He was a Pharisee. He was trained under the most excellent teachers, and he is able to provide meaning to these prophecies and promises about the Messiah who was to come, the Lord Jesus, whom he met on the road to Damascus. Okay, let's turn over now to the book of Psalms. We are beginning another rotation through the Psalms, just like we rotate around the sun. We at Project 119 are rotating through the Psalms, and it's wonderful because some of these Psalms are becoming very familiar. And I just ask the Lord even now to bless us as we read and to give us insight into this song of worship. For the director of music, for flutes, a psalm of David. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my sighing. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God. For to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation. You are not a God who takes pleasure in evil. With you, the wicked cannot dwell. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men, the Lord abhors. But I, by your great mercy, will come into your house. In reverence will I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make straight your way before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with destruction. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongue they speak deceit. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor, as with a shield. And now let's turn over to the book of Ezra. Today we're in Ezra chapter 8, verses 1 through 20. But if you're not using a physical Bible, I just want to orient you a little bit. If you were to turn in your Bible, where would Ezra be? Well, it is after 2 Chronicles. And at the end of 2 Chronicles, there's this really quick mashup of the fall of Jerusalem. And then 50 years later, when Cyrus, king of Persia, says, you can go back and you can rebuild the temple. And so I guess that's why it's put chronologically after the book of 2 Chronicles. Ezra chapter 8. These are the family heads and those registered with them who came up with me from Babylon during the reign of King Artaxerxes. Of the descendants of Phinehas, Gershom. Of the descendants of Ithamar, Daniel. Of the descendants of David, Hattus. Of the descendants of Shechaniah. Of the descendants of Parash, Zechariah. And with him were registered 150 men. Of the descendants of Pahath-Moab, Elihonai, son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 men. Of the descendants of Zattu, Shechaniah, son of Jahaziel, and with him 300 men. Of the descendants of Adin, Ebed, son of Jonathan, and with him 50 men. Of the descendants of Elam, Jeshiah, son of Athaliah, and with him 70 men. Of the descendants of Shephatiah, Zebadiah, son of Michael, and with him 80 men. Of the descendants of Joab, Obadiah, son of Jehiel, and with him 218 men. Of the descendants of Bani, Shelomith, son of Josaphiah, and with him 160 men. Of the descendants of Bebai, Zechariah, son of Bebai, and with him 28 men. Of the descendants of Azgad, Jehonan, son of Hakatan, and with him 110 men. Of the descendants of Adonikam, the last ones, whose names were Eliphelet, Jeuel, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 men. Of the descendants of Bigva, Uthiah, and Zakur, and with them 70 men. I assembled them at the canal that flows toward Ahava, and we camped there 3 days. When I checked among the people and the priest, I found no Levites there. So I summoned Eleazar, Ariel, Shemaiah, Elnathan, Jarib, Elnathan, Nathan, Zechariah, and Meshullam, who were leaders, and Joarib and Elnathan, who were men of learning. And I sent them to Iddo, the leader in Casiphia. I told them what to say to Iddo and his kinsmen, the temple servants in Casiphia, so that they might bring attendance to us for the house of our God. Because the gracious hand of our God was on us, they brought us Sherebiah, a capable man, from the descendants of Mahli, son of Levi, the son of Israel, and Sherebiah's sons and brothers, 18 men, and Hashabiah, together with Jeshiah, from the descendants of Merari, and his brothers and nephews, 20 men. They also brought 220 of the temple servants, a body that David and the officials had established to assist the Levites. All were registered by name. I really do thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I think I might need to go to the land of Israel and do a little course in names because, goodness gracious, I was just hanging on by a thread there. Okay, let's move on to prayer. Today, I want us to go back to that concept of praying for different groups of people on different days, taking a day to pray for children, and then maybe a day for coworkers. And today, I want us to pray for the lost among us. So I'm just going to leave a little time at the podcast, 2 minutes to be exact. And I want you to take this time to pray for people whom you know that don't know Jesus, and even for opportunities, maybe even today, someone you've never met, that you can be a witness for Jesus Christ to them. Would you pray with me?